My guest is Tracy Sweetland. He is an educator at the Medford Area Senior High School. Tracy has been honored with the 2023-24 National Project Lead the Way Engineering Teacher of the Year Award. This distinction is presented to educators who have demonstrated excellence in delivering the PLTW program, providing significant student learning experiences, and fostering the expansion of PLTW's curriculum. He was selected from a nationwide pool of nominees. Congratulations. So what was it like when you found out you'd won this award?
Well, thank you, Pat. I was very excited and humbled, probably humbled, more humbled than anything. I remember the phone call I got from our CEO, Dr. David DeMitt, and I was shocked, surprised, but like I said, humbled, because there's a lot of great educators out in this world.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let me ask a bit about your background. Where are you originally from? Because you're not a Medford native.
No, I'm actually originally from Colorado. I was born in Boulder. I grew up in Sterling, Colorado, which is on the northeastern plains. I graduated from a high school that's a very similar size to Medford. We had about 700 in my high school. And in fact, a lot of my high school looks very similar to Medford's high school. I went to college in Gunnison, Colorado at Western Colorado University. And that's where I majored in biology and minored in chemistry. And I also wrestled for 4 years for them.
No kidding. I did not know that. There's something most people don't know. Tracy Sweetland was a college wrestler.
Yes.
How long have you been here in Medford?
Okay, here in Medford, this is my 27th year of teaching in Medford, my 32nd year of teaching overall.
Where did you teach before Medford?
I taught 5 years in Colorado in a little town called La Jara, and it was a high school called Centauri High School, and it had a population of about 350.
So what made you want to make the trip into the North Woods?
We looked all over the place in the Midwest, and the Midwest has a great reputation of education, and decided to move here to Medford and been here ever since.
Why did you decide to become an educator?
I grew up in a family where my father was a biology teacher and a wrestling coach, and I actually had my dad as a teacher, and so that was probably early on instilled in my whole growing up was that. And then when I was in college, I had some college professors that got me to start working with undergrads. I would start prepping labs and start teaching labs, and I found out, you know, I kind of like this, and so I went ahead and got my teaching degree.
What do you really enjoy about being an educator?
Well, every day is different. I totally enjoy going to school. I enjoy working with the students. The curriculum sure has changed over time, whether we're talking biology, chemistry, engineering. I started where we didn't have the internet. I started teaching in 1992, you know, and the internet wasn't even around, let alone computers. And look where we are now with technology. And it's incredible, like in the engineering that I teach at the high school, we do so much work with electrophoresis, PCR, DNA, genetic engineering. It's just incredible where we're at now.
Well, congratulations once again. Tracy Sweetland is a National Project Lead of the Way Engineering Teacher of the Year Award recipient. Congratulations. Thanks for coming in and sharing, and best of luck.